This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
We're all set. Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Kathy's with us. Domestic engineering, saving money. Kathy, is there any value in buying extra cans and dehydrating cans as they approach their end of canned life?
Good question, Vince. I've never done that. I have done frozen vegetables, but I think we can keep, my opinion, we can keep canned foods a little longer than what they say. I have found things a year past their date and they've been fine. I think it's a matter of if you have to throw it away, then you could try one can and see how it comes out. Dehydrating, you know, it's not a perfect thing. Some things come out better than others. There's all kinds of information online. But I have done frozen. We had a sale at one of our stores. You could buy frozen vegetables. They were a dollar for a bag. So I did 10 bags, and I reduced them all to, I think it was like a quart and a half is what it came down to. So that saved me a lot of freezer space. The one thing about dehydrating, though, is certain things you can use fine when you rehydrate them. Other things, you really have to save them for things like soups and stews. You can soak them in a little hot water or depending on what it is you're going to use it for. Sometimes if I'm going to use olive oil, then I'll warm olive oil and soak them in there. And then you can see how the consistency is, like, when I dehydrate zucchini, then I use it for like vegetable soup or minestrone. But you could eat it, but it's dry. It's just like, it's kind of like, it's not real crisp. It's just like sort of leathery, I guess is the word. You could eat it that way, but it's not, the texture's not as good. But there's so many things, Vince, that you can do. And I think that if you're trying to save freezer space or you're trying to use your own produce as you get into the, like right now when everything's going to be coming in another month or two, I would tell people, try a little bit, dehydrate it. Some things have to be blanched. Most things don't. And just see if you're happy with it or not. Like I just bought a bag of kale at the store. It was a huge bag of kale. It was marked down to $1.50. And I grow kale, but I bought it because I'm going to put it in the dehydrator trays, and you don't have to do anything other than dehydrate it, and you don't have to dehydrate it that long. It might only take 4 or 5 hours. And then I just put it in a container or a mason jar, and I use it for when I'm making soup or a smoothie or you just want to add some nutrition to something, just take a couple handfuls of it. But you can do that with any of the greens. So if you find greens, just dehydrate them. I put them in you know how you get the containers where you put, like you get the protein powder? You can put them in things like that and just label them. So, and I just did mushrooms then. I found mushrooms marked down. They had a whole bunch of them and they were in great shape. There wasn't anything wrong with them. And I sliced them, and I dehydrated my whole dehydrator tray, and like 4 hours later, they were fine. So I can reuse those with anything I want to cook with mushrooms. The mushrooms dehydrate well, and they rehydrate well. So you can cook with them and saute them.
So when you're talking about dehydrating, Kathy, are you talking about using the Nesco round trays? Is that what you use?
I have one. I have a Nesco round, Vince, and I have a one of the ones that looks like a, it doesn't have a door on it, but it looks like a rectangular box, and I have 10 trays in it. Mm-hmm. So there's times in the summer I have both going. I just use them. And Sharon and I, Sharon does a lot of dehydrating too. You know, Vince, another thing that people could do right now, onions have gone up really high. And I don't know if they'll come down in the summer, but like I was at the store and some of the onions were $1.50 a pound, which is high. And they had Vidalia onions and it was their sale. The regular price was $6 for this 5-pound bag. They had them on sale for $2. So I bought a bag, and I'm going to slice them and use my food processor so I have uniform slices, and I'm going to dehydrate them. And I did some last year, but I'm going to dehydrate them. And then during the winter, when I'm making anything, spaghetti or anything where I need the onions, especially if I don't have them or mine, unfortunately, have gone bad, or the price gets really high. I just feel prices are going to continue to go high. And so if I find deals right now, I'm buying them. One example, I was at one of our Kroger stores, Vince, not too long ago, and I think I told you this, but they had cases. They were like in the little cardboard thing where you put like 12 or 24 or whatever fits in there. They had like chicken broth, 3 for $1. They had chicken soup, 3 for $1. They had like 4 or 5 different things they were getting rid of. Well, I filled my cart up. I think I got 2 cases of each. I don't think we're going to see those prices again. I don't know why they got rid of them. I don't know if they changed the label. I don't know if they didn't have shelf space or whether the ounces changed. Sometimes they go from 16 to 15 or whatever. But I bought like as much as I could get in my cart.
I think you hit the nail on the head. I have a feeling that when you said the label change, the size change, I think it's all of the above. I think they're changing the label and the size, and they couldn't have the old larger size at the regular price, and they couldn't wait to clear the shelves for the new smaller size. You know, the shrinkflation size, where you get a smaller. It appears that it's almost the same size, but it's really smaller. And that's happened with Gatorade. Gatorade has decreased in size from 32 ounces to 28 ounces. And they squeezed the middle of the bottle. So it's more like an hourglass shape rather than a cylindrical shape. So I have a feeling that what you saw was they had to clear out the shelves so they could put the new, more expensive per ounce or per unit of measure size in its place. I have a feeling that's what it was. They had to move them quickly.
I'm glad.
That's my thought. And I'm glad you were able to do that. And the Excalibur, I was looking at the Excalibur brand food dehydrator. We have one of those as well. I bought it used. I'm looking at them. They've got them made out of plastic, but the one we have is made out of metal. I guess that's the older version. And those darn things are about $250 used on eBay. They used to be like less than 100 shipped used. So they've doubled or more in price. Kathy, you mentioned herbs, I believe. So what about, or greens, I should say. What about dehydrating peppermint and spearmint? We've got that around the perimeter of our garden. It looks beautiful. I hate to not use it. And I'm thinking in the wintertime, maybe I could dehydrate it and use it and put it in tea. What do you think about dehydrating mint and spearmint?
Absolutely. I do it all the time. I use it for tea. I mean, you could do fresh right now, and it's wonderful. But use it in the winter, and I have my lemon verbena, or you could get lemon grass, and you could, or balm. You can do the same thing and make like a lemon tea. It's wonderful. I actually have people now, when I go to my greenhouse where I find the lemon verbena, I had requests for 4 different people that love the smell of it, and they grow it, and they're using it for their tea now. But Vince, all you have to do is the same thing with the mint. Mint dries really well. I would cut it off. You can cut it down almost to the ground. It'll come back. It's so hardy and it spreads. But you can lay it on there. The less you put on a tray, the faster it goes. But let's say you have like a good sized bunch. You could just take out a couple of your trays and lay the whole thing on there. Mint will dry in a few, 4, 5, 6 hours. It just depends on how thick your stems are and how big your bunch is. But it's the same thing. It just has to be crunchy like a dried leaf, in the fall when they're all crunchy and you can break them apart. But any of your herbs, like Vince last year, I did basil. And I had 4 plants. I had so much basil. I dried it. I just didn't have any more room for it. So I made pesto. And it's excellent for like stretching a meal. Like you can just cook some pasta, put the pesto on there. If you want to add marinara sauce, you can. If you want to add mushrooms, onions, peppers, you can. But I just froze the pesto. And I made use of what I had. But that's a cheap meal. I mean, just cooking some pasta and pesto, and you can have some homemade bread and a salad. But all of your herbs, then, like marjoram, your mint, your oregano, your parsley, rosemary, sage, and thyme, I dry all them. I have jars downstairs, and I use the little hand vacuum pump, or I use my food saver. And Vince, they're going to stay good until I use them all. They're not going to go bad. I hardly buy any herbs. At the store, I grow so many. I have one whole section behind my house. I took out the flowers, and I grow herbs back there.
You know, one thing I think a lot of us do to our own detriment is where we store the herbs in our kitchen. Typically, they're stored right over the stove or to the cabinet to the left of the stove or the cabinet to the right of the stove. And that's the wrong place to store them because of the extra heat that's produced by the stove that enters into the cabinetry above or to the sides of the stove. And it causes the herbs to lose their aroma faster. Mm-hmm. Any comments about that, Kathy?
Well, it does. But talking about herbs, since we were talking about making salad dressing. And you can make your own salad dressing, and if you have your own dried herbs or even fresh, all you need is like lemon juice, olive oil. Sometimes you can add like apple cider vinegar. It just depends on what you like. But you can take garlic from the garden, oregano, thyme, basil, and it makes such good use of it in your own salad dressing. And it's so much cheaper and so much healthier. I very, very, very seldom buy my own salad dressing anymore. I just use my herbs. And like I said, and I use them too, like when I do my croutons. I use my own herbs. I kind of mix them up, make an Italian blend and sprinkle them on. Or you can do them individually, like whatever you like best, garlic salt or basil, oregano, whatever your flavor is. But I think it goes back to doing yourself. Like I have got like 5 things I have to make. I make my own dishwashing detergent. I make so many things. I make like a remineralizing toothpaste. So I've got 5 things I'm going to do this afternoon or this evening but I do them myself. I spend a fraction of a cost on them.
We're learning about saving money, domestic engineering, as we call it here at USA Prepares. Lessons from the 5-Minute University. We'll be right back with Kathy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, have you ever wondered why fuel prices are so high? Why everything's going up? Well, let me give you a thumbnail explanation of it. Fuel prices are not going to come down for the foreseeable future. And here's why. Now, some of this is my belief and some of it is absolute fact. I believe that we're not making any more oil. I believe we've got what we've got and that's pretty much it. And we've extracted from the earth the low-hanging fruit, the easy-to-find oil we've pumped out. And we're going deeper and deeper and deeper, and you know about that. You also know that we are trying to extract oil from shale. That's not so easy. It's a lot easier to drill a hole in the ground and pump out a liquid than it is to extract a liquid that is attached to rocks, like shale. Okay. So, in my world, the way I see it, there's less fuel. We're running out of fuel. We have not built a refinery, a petroleum refinery, in the United States for about 50 years. The last one we built was in the 70s. It's fact. In 1985, there were 199 refineries in the United States of America. Today, there are 124. We have fewer refineries. It takes 10 years to plan and build one. It takes billions of dollars to build one. And we don't have more oil. So why would any corporation in its right collective mind build a refinery? They wouldn't, right? And they haven't. So If you're wondering why fuel prices are so high, it's because of the fact that there are no new refineries. A couple of them blew up, two big ones, one on the West Coast, one on the East Coast in the last 10 years, and they haven't been replaced. They blew up. Then we hear stories about how we're going to get more crude released. How is that going to fix the problem when the problem is the bottleneck, which is the refining process? And at the same time, the current administration has been saying we need to switch to bio-type fuels. So the refineries have gotten the word from the government to switch from petroleum from the ground to refining biofuels. And it takes a long time to switch back. So the administration is pushing for, we'll call it, renewable fuels, biofuels. And we need conventional fuels. And the administration is so confusing in its messages that the CEOs of refineries and oil-producing companies like Chevron don't know what to do. So here we have mixed signals at the highest levels of government causing us to not have the fuels at reasonable prices. That is, in a nutshell, what has happened. Now, what has that affected? Everything. It affected parts. It affects ships. It affects boats. It affects airlines. It affects plastics. It affects the fuel in your tank. It's going to affect the fuel that you use for heating this winter. It will affect, and already has impacted, electric prices. Packaging. Everything that you can think of, anything that moves, is impacted by fuels and lubricants. And the lubricants come from the oil that is pumped out of the ground. $1.59 a tube grease is now $7.99. We're in a lot of trouble. And I don't see it getting better for at least 20 years. And I'm not changing my tune. Actually, Gwyneth said, if ever. And actually, I think she's right. I don't think we're pulling out of this. There is no, how is it possible that we have allowed the strategic oil reserves to enter into the oil market and it has had no effect? How is that possible? The only way that could be possible is if we don't have a refinery capacity to use that extra oil. And that's the reason. We don't. It's not going to get better anytime soon. So, lessons from Kathy, I think you should act on them.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Another spike in monthly price growth will set a serious threat to the U.S. economy. The Consumer Price Index, or CPI, inflation data will be released Friday and is expected to show consumer prices rising at a faster rate between April and May due largely to surging oil prices and its effects on the economy. A military aircraft with five Marines on board crashed in California on Wednesday afternoon, killing four people on board. The crash site is near Glamis, That's northeast of El Centro, California. A spokesperson for the Marine Corps confirmed the aircraft was an MV-22B Osprey. It belonged to the 3rd Marine Aircraft Wing. Liftoff of a Falcon 9 rocket from Launch Complex 40 at Cape Canaveral, Florida, Wednesday afternoon, boosted the Egyptian Nilesat 301 Internet satellite to orbit. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Brookings Institution placed its president, retired 4-star Marine General John Allen, on administrative leave Wednesday amid a federal investigation by the FBI that claims he illegally lobbied on behalf of the Persian Gulf nation Qatar. The FBI recently seized Allen's electronic data as part of a probe that detailed his behind-the-scenes efforts to help an outside entity influence U.S. policy. Republican Representative Claudia Tenney told Newsmax overnight the primetime broadcast of the House committee hearings investigating January 6 will be performance art at its best at a time when Americans have far more in their minds, including massive inflation and out-of-control gas prices.
Well, this is performance art at its best. The Democrats know they have nothing on policy that they can win with. So now it's time to bring back an ABC-produced spectacular about January 6th. While they ignore inflation, you just cited the highest gas prices in history of the United States, a major crisis at the southern border, and we're talking about human trafficking, drug trafficking, illegal immigrants, crime, everything coming across the border. You're seeing chaos around the world, emboldening the Iranian mullahs in the Middle East to harm our neighbors and allies there. The crisis and war in Ukraine by Putin's unprovoked war. It just never ends. But they want to focus on January 6th, and most Americans are focused on real issues that are facing them every single day.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This can be sliding.
One or two days,
hot. Keep
it.
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kathy, I know that you're tuned into the alternative media and what's being said. Has anyone else explained why we are in this energy crisis based on the refineries being shut down and taken offline because of regulations, etc.? Has anyone else explained it, that it is a refinery bottleneck?
Not really, not the way you have. I have heard people say that we are not building more refineries. And, of course, you know, that puts a squeeze on the fuel. So, no, nobody has been. But I did hear read a story yesterday that some of the truckers that are just doing the short runs, they're not making any money. They're losing money because of gas prices. And they're just not running. They're going to go on unemployment. And hopefully, they said if gas prices come down, they'll go back. But they said, why would I do this and use my truck and lose money? So that's what my gut tells me, is that I just feel that if this doesn't change, how can we not have higher prices? How can you not have the can of beans that used to be 39 cents or 49 cents is going to be 90 or 95? And if they don't have the cans and they don't have the labor, you know, Vince, that's the other thing I'm hearing, is that people can't get competent workers. They get people in and they're incompetent. And I'm noticing more and more businesses around here that are closing, or they're reducing their hours. And I think it's everything combined: labor shortage, price increases, they can't get the parts. I have this feeling that the more I can do, the more I can dehydrate, look for deals. Sharon and I are always looking for deals, and when I find them, then if I can store them, especially if they're not perishable. My basement, it kind of looks like a little, you know, it's not really that organized right now the way I'd like it to be, but that can happen in the fall, in the winter. I'm doing what I can to get my garden in and, try to take advantage of, like, the farmers right now around me. There's a lot of farmers markets and farmers stands that I can go to. And Vince, I just feel like we better do something, because I don't know how people can afford. How can you afford to go to work at $5 a gallon if you have to drive even 45 minutes a day one way? I mean, that's a lot of money.
It can't be done. It cannot mm-hmm. continue. And people are saying that the answer is electric vehicles. And what they have not considered is the fact that the electric chargers along, in locations that are on the map for these electric vehicles, they can look up, you know, where's the next charger, so they keep going. What they're finding is the chargers are broken. They're finding out that the chargers have limits, 4 hours maximum, but it takes maybe 8 hours to charge. They're finding out that the electric vehicles don't work, and people are being sold a bill of goods by the proponents of electric vehicles. There's a representative out of the state of Michigan, and she was I saw her on the internet. She's chuckling because, you know, people are complaining about the high price of gas, and she says she drives by the gas stations and she doesn't have to worry because she has an electric vehicle. She's alluding to the fact that that's the answer. It's not the answer. It's when the heat. We're looking at, in the next couple of days, 115 degrees in the southwest. The grid is going to be stressed to the max. There will be, I predict, there will be blackouts and brownouts as a result of high temperatures across the United States, southern parts of the United States, Texas and Arizona and Utah and, you know, places that Southern California, that get really hot. Well, we're going to find out that the grid is going to be stressed. We're going to see the blackouts, the brownouts, and the electric cars are only going to add to that problem. And so people are going to want to extract revenge on their neighbors because they can't run their air conditioning because their stupid neighbor charged their electric vehicle, you know, during the heat of the day because the neighbor wants to go to Starbucks. And that's one problem. But here's another problem. And I don't think anyone has discussed this, and you can tell me if you've heard anything about this. Refrigerants. I'm talking about what is commonly called Freon, and as an umbrella name, like Xerox is used for copier, Freon is used for refrigerant. Well, the Environmental Protection Agency has banned at least 24 different refrigerants that are used in residential and commercial applications. They will be banned as of 2024, January 1, 2024. That's real soon. Okay. And so these refrigerants that are used, you know, in the chillers, in the freezer section, in the refrigeration section of supermarkets, and the refrigeration of office buildings and complexes, and in homes, you won't be able to get the refrigerants that are used today because 24 of them are going to be banned. And that includes your cars. And I've looked at the... And this is really hard to decipher because it's government speak. It's really hard to decipher exactly what they mean. But if you look at the refrigerant replacements, not one of them, not one refrigerant replacement for refrigerant 22 or Freon 22, not one of the proposed or existing or replacements is as efficient as refrigerant 22. So here's what that means. That means more energy to run the refrigeration system as compared to using refrigerant 22, R22. Nothing that is has been developed is as good as R22. So we have R404A, 407A, 407C, 421, 417, 422, 422's A, B, C, D, E, R424, R34, R507, R134A. The list is long. Not one of them. Not one of them is as good in efficiency as compared to R22. So when this gets removed from the market, we're going to have even more electricity demands to run the compressors that are pushing Freon, pumping Freon, not Freon, refrigerants that are not as good as they could be. So we're going to use more electricity. We're going to put more heat in the air. We're going to put more demand on the grid. And we're going to be throwing away compressors and other components of the cooling systems. And what does it cost for a home to comply with the new regulations? Easily $5,000. Easily. Probably much more. This, everything we look at, everything they touch is an unmitigated disaster. Everything. And the industry, the oil industry, has no clue as to what to do because the government can't give them a clear path. They can't say, all right, boys and girls, here's what we're going to do. Forget the biofuels because it takes more energy to make a gallon of biofuel than a gallon of biofuel contains. They're not smart enough to figure that out. So the oil industry doesn't know if they're going to be fined, censored, shut down, or what for producing what they don't know because the government can't give them a clear answer. And I really didn't want this to be political, but that's the problem. The problem is there's no clear direction. No clear direction. And if there's no clear direction, you can't get there from here because you don't know where you're going. Kathy, any comments about that rant? I'm serious. We can't get there from here because there's no goal.
Well, Vince, it's very scary what we're going through because we're watching everything. It's been happening slowly over the years, but the last 2 years has really been awful. And I don't know how much is incompetence, how much is an agenda, how much is on purpose. I don't know who's able to make these decisions when you see these politicians. Most of them are probably not builders. They're not farmers. They're not businessmen. They have no idea. They don't run an oil company. I don't understand how you can get people like that in there making these decisions. And, I think it's very frightening,
Kathy,
and maddening at the same time.
You're absolutely right. Many years ago, I happened to be at a gun show in Springfield, Missouri. I would say roughly 10 years ago. And there was this guy who had some bubble gum in a bowl, and he was saying, vote for me, I'm running for state office. And I said, so what do you think we should do? What are your plans? What's your agenda? He said, well, here's one that's real simple. What we do is, you know, the roads, the like the highways, the interstate, we've got this grass median. We've got this grass median that separates the eastbound and westbound lanes of Interstate 44. Take that for example. So we have the highway department, the Missouri Department of Transportation, cutting and mowing that. Instead of doing that, we can lease that. We can lease that land to farmers. And the farmers can cut that grass and bale it. And we can get money from the farmers. So instead of spending money on diesel and tractors and mowers and the crews, we can get rid of all them, fire them, and have the farmers do the work for us. And the farmers will pay us for that to lease that grass. Now, what he didn't consider was that grass is the most polluted grass on the planet, because 24 hours a day, cars, trucks, buses are leaking, dripping, and spewing their exhaust right on that grass. The cows eat the grass, and then we get toxic meat. That is how short-sighted these guys are. Now, I don't know who gave him that idea, but that guy got elected. He got elected. People thought it was a great idea. It's insanity. I mean, compare that to our farm, where we're in the middle of nowhere because we don't want those toxic gases and pollutants from the exhaust pipes and whatever leaks out of those tankers and trucks and what blows out of the, you know, the dust from them and the, maybe even the radioactivity leaking. We don't want that on our grass that the cows eat, that we eat. We don't want that. But here's a guy encouraging toxic grass to be fed to farm animals because he's not smart enough to figure it out. You're absolutely right. I mean, was he bribed? I don't know. Was he just dumb? I don't know. But the whole concept is flawed. And that's who we've got in government. Kathy, what's next on your list for today?
Vince, I wanted to mention something that I think would be nice to do if you have things that you like. Okay, here's my example. I ask people, and I'll go to thrift stores or wherever, if they have old T-shirts that are stained or ripped or just old that nobody would really want to wear. And so what I do is I cut them up, and I obviously my husband uses them because he works in the barn in the garage. But I cut them up, and I give them to mechanics, or I give them to a friend who's like a woodworker who does a lot of staining. So I think that if you have access to these, or you can throw, you know, somebody's going to throw them out, just stop at an auto shop and say, hey, I have all these nice rags, 12 by 12 or 18 by 18, whatever size you want. And you can use them instead of, like, buying
a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Kathy's with us. Kathy, I just want to let you know that last week, Greg Lesher was on Friday. And he set a new record for USA Preparers in terms of ranking. In terms of students, as compared with, you know, listeners on radio talk shows. So Greg set a record, and then Bert was on the hour after him, and then Bert set a new record on top of that record, and then Rich set another record on top of that record, and you just set another record on top of that record. So I just want to let you know, Kathy, that what you're saying is really, really very well received. Class, just as a side topic, just to let you know that, you know, the numbers that you're getting from the mainstream media are not accurate and you can't believe them. In rent, New York City, rent is so high, it's hit an all-time high of about $4,000 for a small apartment per month. $4,000 per month. And what the landlords have a rule of thumb to figure out if you can afford their apartment. And it is 40 times, whatever the rent is per month, they say you have to earn about 40 times that much per year in order to afford that apartment. So a $4,000 apartment, you know, one bedroom, one bath apartment in New York City, $4,000 a month, you would have to earn, to meet the landlord's qualifications, $160,000 a year. So think about that. What do you have to do to earn $160,000 a year, and that will let you afford a one-bedroom, one-bath micro apartment? This is nuts. So if you're thinking that inflation is just, you know, 8.3%, I just proved to you it's not. So the rents are going up all over the country, all the major cities, in the neighborhood of a minimum of 25% per city over last year. I mean, hard to believe. Okay, so here are the numbers. Tampa, 35% increase over last year. Phoenix, 32. Miami, 32. Dallas, 31. San Diego, 30. Las Vegas, 29. Seattle, 28. Charlotte, North Carolina, 26. Atlanta, 26. And San Francisco, 24. Those are the increases over last year for rent. class, you really need to get out of Dodge. You really need to take care of yourselves and your family, and you really need to be as independent as possible. And one thing that you might want to consider doing is getting some 55-gallon food-grade barrels with removable lids. You know, the ones that have a band on them, so you can remove the entire lid. Why? Food grade, because if you have to burn trash, you can take the lid off it, and you can burn trash, okay, safely. Make sure you have a fire hose, you know, or a garden hose ready to put it out if it gets out of control. But you're probably going to have to figure out how to burn your own trash. And you can put dog food in it, cat food, and you can put some of your own food in it, and mice can't get into it. And you can get them for about $25 now each. Used to be $13. With the new pricing structure, $25. Kathy, any comments about that?
Oh, that's, you know, that in the bakery buckets, the 5-gallon food-grade bakery buckets, any of them, anything that you can store your food in that the mice can't get in or the oxygen, you know, isn't degrading the food, but it's a great idea.
You know, as part of the 5-Minute University, we took a ride across the farm yesterday, and we found a location where we can have some campsites on the creek. You know, we have a wet weather creek. 65% of the year, it's wet. It's nice. It's a lot of rocks, 40 feet wide in some points. You know, we can camp out. And we're thinking about making that available. You know, couple days at a time, low cost. And if you're interested, send me an email, instructor@usaprepares.com. Let me know if you're interested in and what kind of amenities you would like. We're going to have fire pits. We're going to have, you know, a way of grilling, those kinds of things. But it's basically what we'd be selling is peace and quiet. Peace and quiet. We were out there yesterday, and the loudest noise that we heard was a bird. That was the loudest noise. And every once in a while, a car will go down or a pickup truck will go down the dirt road. But that's not all the time. It's not like living on a road, you know, a paved road. So if you're interested in camping out here at the farm, I'd love to hear what your thoughts are. You think it's nuts? You think it makes sense? We have to do something. We have to do something, and we're thinking that we can incorporate this in the 5-Minute University. Lessons and camping. So, instructor@usaprepares.com. Kathy, final lessons for today?
I would say if you can, stock up on fertilizer, peat moss, rain barrels, soaker hoses, and non-perishable foods as much as you can afford. While the prices are, it's available and the prices are halfway affordable then.
Yeah, and we did just that, fertilizer and peat moss in class. If you want to see what we're talking about, just call around so you can buy some peat moss. So you all have sphagnum peat moss for sale? How much is it? And you're probably going to find, yeah, we used to, and we might, but we don't know when. Menards has some. And we were able to get 8 bags at about $9 a bag with their 11% off at Menards right now. You might want to get some and store it because it's getting hard to get. Anything that's heavy and bulky is going to go up in price because of transportation. Kathy, thanks so much for being with us today. Thank you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.